All right, we finished up with Ben Koyak. Tim Walsh made it clear that we had to draft a Notre Dame guy, so they wouldn't not have a guy drafted. No, all seriousness, this guy brings a lot of depth for us. He can play both our F and our Y. He played in the Senior Bowl. We liked a lot of his traits. He's a big body. He's athletic. And he'll offer a lot of good competition there. Before you ask, we do have enough flexibility to keep five without the addition of the fullback. And we'll go from there.
Rashad Green, where do you see him fitting in? What do you like about his skill set?
Just his instincts, you know, he's a very good football player. He has a knack for getting open. He's got a good feel for zones. He's got excellent hands. He's got good run after catch. And, you know, for special teams wise, we feel like he can come in and really compete for that punt returning job.
Real quick on the small school guy, Sterling, what jumped out about him?
Well, he dominated his level of competition. I want to say he averaged 16 plus yards per catch. He's a big guy, runs well. And his versatility, not only on the offensive side of the ball, but for special teams. You know, as we got later in the draft, we wanted to find guys that could contribute on special teams and help Coach Mallory there. And this is a guy that, like we said, he's flexible. And if you want a bigger guy in the slot, you can play in the slot. We can put him outside. We can, you know, even put his hand down and play him as a tight end. And he's got a lot of room to grow, too. You look at him. And we had him in here for a visit. And he's got broad shoulders and kind of like a little bit like Clay when he came out in that type of mold.
Why do you think Bennett was still?
You know, I don't know. You know, every year in the draft, you know, the same reason why Allen Hurns was there after the draft last year. You know, guys slip through, and sometimes teams draft for needs, and I can't, you know, tell you what other teams are thinking or why maybe wasn't a great fit for some schemes. He is kind of a scheme fit type of player, and fortunate for us, he fits our scheme.
When you bypass Green on the fourth round, did you pick him out?
Yeah, once we bypassed him, we didn't think, you know, we'd have the opportunity to come back and get him, and fortunate for us, he was there, and you know, I don't think he would have been there too much longer. I know a couple of our guys got some text saying that you know they had him targeted right after us. So,
what do you like about Sample, and how do you project him into your defense?
Yeah, I think he'll go in there and he'll initially start with you know, Sergio and Josh for that starting free safety role. Josh will also, you know, compete at strong safety. You feel like he's been there for 2 years, so he has that down. And you know, he'll play, you know, probably behind Sip and compete with Sip there for strong safety. And Sample, he's a guy that we feel like has a little bit of a skill set that where he can do both. He's 6'2 plus, 210 pounds, runs a 4.5, so he has a little bit of that element of what we talked about as red line to red line. He's got very good ball skills, and he's a hard hitter. So all that compounded with, we think he's a very good special teamer. And we added Sergio, and we felt like Sergio has a lot of those skill sets too, but Sergio is an A-plus special teamer. So we feel like we got better in two phases there, not only on defense but on special teams.
How do you feel like these 3 days went for you in general?
I think, you know, overall mood is good. You know, we're really happy. I know our scouts are happy. I know our coaching staff's happy. We got some players in the later rounds we didn't think would be there. You know, Michael Bennett, Rashad Green, and even Ben Koyak. You know, this guy went to the Senior Bowl, played at Notre Dame, and, you know, felt like that he'd be a little higher regarded or drafted in this year's draft. So, felt good. You know, we felt like the key to coming out, you know, in the first 2 days was getting Dante Fowler and kind of following up with TJ Yeldon, and we felt like if we did that, everything after that kind of would be a little bit icing on the cake. And so I think overall the mood is good. We're waiting for this to end up and see if we can get even better in free agency.
Seven of the eight picks played at pretty big schools, played at elite competition.
Yep.
Does that pay dividends once they get here, maybe?
I don't think it's a negative. So, you know, if you got guys from big schools that play against top competition, and I think if you look at them, they all come from winning programs, too, or successful programs at some point in time.
Except Powell. at some point in time. Yeah, you put that in there.
Yeah, okay. So, well, they're at a bowl game, so. But you know, Coach Muschamp, you know, I know it didn't end well for him, but he runs a great program. He ran a great program there. You can't deny that. And any player you get that played for Coach Muschamp for 3 years, you know, is going to be pro-ready. And and so we're excited about that. And we know we can coach Dante hard, that's for sure. High ceiling on him. So it happened that way. I think somebody mentioned in the draft room that we took a lot of guys from major. It wasn't intentionally. It was just there are players we liked, and I think it's a bonus.
Looking at the receivers last year, this year, you guys intentionally staying away from spread guys?
I wouldn't say we intentionally do it. I think the receivers we draft have a specific. We look for a specific skill set, and when you get into the spread offense, I think sometimes the route tree that some of the receivers run is limited. But that wouldn't deter us from doing it. We feel like that a lot of these receivers, if we get them into our system with our coaching, that we can teach them to run the route tree that we ask them to, as long as they have the speed and athleticism to do it. It may just take a little bit longer to develop them.
You just a thin draft at linebacker, or just guys that...
Yeah, we felt like there was about five guys, I think it was, that we felt like we're maybe if one fell to three, we'd be lucky, and we didn't think any of them would, and sure enough, none of them did. And so what we feel good about, we got Puzzle in the contract, Telvin coming back. We signed Dan Scuda for that reason. And we got a couple young guys that felt like, Jeremiah George and Kyrie Fort, that those guys are young guys that are rising, and they both came in great shape here in the offseason. So we feel like we got to have some depth there. We'll try to add some college free agents as we go.
Any chance of any veteran linebackers coming loose or something that you would look at?
I don't envision it right now, but you never know. We'll search the waiver wire. If it's not now, maybe it's during training camp. We got JT Thomas off of the waiver wire. We got Jeremiah and Kyrie off of the waiver wire. So we'll continue to do the same thing. And we feel good about our three starters, and we feel good about and LaRoy Reynolds has been here for 2 years, and he's a great special teamer for us.
Special John.
You had said, I guess going into the draft, you thought this would be...
you were sad pause.
Less need-based.
Yeah.
Did it turn out that way? Did it feel that way when you were drafting that it was less
it did. It did. A.J. Kahn, James Sample, even Rashad Green, those guys, we liked them. Yeah, we had a little bit of need there, but we didn't have to go search somebody so they come start. And, those guys will offer great competition at their position groups, and... If some of them have to sit on the bench for a year until they're ready, well, that's a good problem to have. But that means they push the guys in front of them to get better. If not, then then we're glad we have them.
Is it good to get to do that finally?
Yeah, I think so. And we still have ways to go. I mean, it's not we're always looking to upgrade, and we still have needs. We knew that going into this draft, we wouldn't be able to fill every need. But we'll continue to search and see what we can get.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. We'll give Ryan one more. He's pouting.
What did you say?
You're pouting.
I am pouting. The last couple of years, you could pretty much pencil in most of your starting lineup when camp started.
Yeah.
Not the case this year.
No.
How encouraged are you by some of that you're going to have some camp competition?
Yeah, I think it's great, and it's great for everybody. It's going to be fun watching these guys go out to training camp and – these rookies are going to see what real competition is. And then even the guys that have been here for a year or 2 years are going to say, you know what, it's different now than it was when I first got here. And they're going to be pushed. And we feel like there's now, you even look at our tight end group. And we felt really, really good about our tight end group. Now we just add another guy. And so it's going to be a great competition across the board. And, we'll see where it goes. And, we think that it'll help the outcome come season.